I bless your name, oh Lord, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. All the singing prisoners chained, in prisoners chained, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas, I prayed at night, but in deep pain began to sing. Oh, your chains, chains were loose, and they were free. Oh, and they sang, I bless your name. Oh, let's bless his name this morning. I bless your name. Oh, I give you honor, I give you praise.
Bless you. Thank you, Brother Maxwell. Thank you, Brethren. Thank you once again for being in the house of the Lord and for our Sunday school this morning. We praise the Lord for the freshness of the day and for health and for everything. Let him be with us and give us a blessed Sunday. Amen. So let's quickly read Matthew 16 to 18. Matthew 16, 16 to 18. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I said unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, take now control of this whole service, O Lord, as we commit ourselves, all our being into your hands. Let us be fully surrendered to worship you. Grant us your blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we are still talking about our topic, the church. And the subtopic is the revelation of Jesus Christ, because we are still laying the foundation on what is the church, because the main topic is to understand exactly what the church is and what is your place, what's your relationship with the church, what is your position in the church. But you have to understand first what the church is, so you can understand now how you can join that church. Can you join it, and how you can join it, and your position within that church? Because you are not supposed just to be a spectator. You are a player. You are an actor. So you need to know your position. But before you know your position, you need to know what exactly the church is. Welcome back, Brother Valdas and Sister Faith. God bless you, and congratulations for your wedding. And welcome to the club. Thank you, and we believe that many more are still coming. They are still upstairs there, but soon they'll be down. Okay, so Jesus, where we read in Matthew, he was establishing the church. He was showing us how he's going to establish the church. And the foundation upon which he's going to build his church was the revelation of who he was. That's why he told to Peter, you are blessed, because it's not yourself. It's my Father from heaven who have given you the revelation of who I am. And upon that revelation, I will build the church. Amen. So that's why Peter, having that revelation, he could say, after Jesus asked them, why are you not leaving and following the other that has left? He said, to whom shall we go? Because we know you have the word of life. He had the revelation that nothing could move him, because he was built upon that foundation. Amen. So Jesus, knowing exactly the importance of his church, his people, having that revelation of who he was. Because you can't stand before the gates of hell if you are not based on that revelation. The only condition for you to resist the gates of hell, is to be built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why him, after his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, he knew that the church must subsist for the seven churches to come, for the seven ages to come. The church must overcome the devil. For that church to overcome the devil, he needed to give them the revelation of who he is along the church ages. Every single church ages must be built upon the revelation. Age after age, they have to know who he is. They have to have that revelation in them and be built upon it. Otherwise, if they forgot that revelation, the devil will overcome them. That's why after his ascension, the first thing he did was to come down and give the revelation to John. Amen. He says in Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, verse 1, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. He starts the book with saying exactly the thing upon which the church must be built. Revelation of Jesus Christ. He carries on. Verse 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. So that revelation is destined to the seven churches, or in other words, to the seven ages, the seven church ages that will come. is giving the revelation so that the church ages, in every age, they must remember that the foundation is Jesus Christ. You must be built upon that. So he came down himself to reveal himself, not to John only for his day. He came to give the revelation for the ages to come, for them to remember that we are built upon him. We are the church, and we must be built upon Jesus Christ. Amen. And he says, still in that book of Revelation, chapter 1, he says, verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of earth. Verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty, is revealing himself to the church. All over the ages, we have to keep this revelation. You have to keep this foundation that the person whom you are believing in is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning of the creation of God. He is the Almighty God. You must be established on that. Verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega. He repeats that again, the first and the last. And what thou have seen, that what thou see, write it in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. So it's showing, naming now these churches one by one. And we have seen, the prophet have taught that the seven churches are the seven periods, the seven, time frame, the seven, you know, the space of time, the church as it will succeed, as it will subsist during the history that will come up, during the seven dispensation that will still to come. He named them one by one. And onto these seven periods, onto these seven churches, remember that you are built upon that revelation of Jesus Christ. Remember that for you to subsist, for you to overcome, the foundation is Jesus Christ. And as Brother Maxwell has been teaching it for the last few months, he's showing now every single aspect of what he is. Amen. He's showing you every single aspect. He wants you to enter into his mind because he's the beginning and the end. Is the fountain of all knowledge. And if you are built upon him, not only you will know who he is, but you will also know your enemy. Amen. Because he knows, he created him. He knows him. And when you are built on him, you know the tactics how to overcome your enemy. You know the strategies how to be victorious. So that's why the first thing he does is revealing himself. And listen what he says again. Verse 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. He describes now the seven aspects of his glory. Seven stars and everything. Verse 16. I wanted to read something there, I think. Yeah. Verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. That's a key verse there. Because he said to Peter, upon that revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail. Why will not the gates of hell prevail? Because if you are built upon him, he holds the keys of hell. Amen. Amen. Otherwise, he controls hell. Amen. He controls what goes in and what comes out of hell. Because the aim of the devil is to get all of his God's children, the whole church, and throw them into hell. So that he knows he's the big overcomer. He has defeated God on his own territory. But Jesus showing now that I hold the keys of hell and death. So anytime that you'll be built, anytime you'll be established upon on who I am, on the revelation of who I am, since I hold the keys of hell, nothing can enter into hell without my permission. The devil is just a bluff. He thinks he holds hell, but I possess himself and hell. I control hell. So as long as you have that revelation of who I am, you know where the revelation is, you know who I am, and you build your faith upon that, no hell, how big, how deep, whatever it is, will be able to overcome my church. That is the church the Lord Jesus Christ is looking for. That is the church he established. And that is the church you must be member of. That church that is built upon his revelation. The church that is built upon who he is. Amen. So our aim for you coming here is not just you for you to have another church. You know, you have been into the Baptist, you have been into Methodist, Jehovah Witnesses. I know in my country there is another church there, the people that shave their heads, you know, they shave and they lay big, long beards, you know. They come from Brother David's country. They are clothed in white, you know, white robes, and they have their canes and many things. You may have been in all those churches, and today you are in this church. You need to understand that this is not just another church. Amen. Amen. This is not just another church among, you know, if you make your list of churches you have been to, number 7 is this church. We want to put a stop to that. You have to understand that you are not coming here just as you were going to the apostolic or whatever, Adventist. You are coming here to build a personal relationship. You make that church, amen, because the church is made up of different individuals. You must be built upon that revelation. It's when you are built on the revelation. I am built on the revelation. Sister is built on the revelation. When we come all together with that revelation of Jesus Christ, we are an invincible army. Amen. Amen. That must be your aim, your relationship with the church. You are not a spectator. I may have the revelation. Brother may have the revelation. And you don't have the revelation. You say, I'm just going to church. That's good. You are accompanying people to church. These are the kind of people that made trouble with Moses. You don't want to be that in that group of people that just left because Moses said so. Or maybe we're going to make a good name where we are going. Maybe we are going to have good positions or whatever. But they still had a lot of attachment with Egypt. They didn't understand. They didn't have the revelation that what is happening today is what God said to our father Abraham, that after 400 years, I will come with my mighty hand and deliver you and bring you into a land where there's milk and honey. Amen. They didn't have that revelation, so they just stood without knowing who was Jesus Christ on their day, without having the revelation
that we are going out based on what Jesus is, the revelation of Jesus Christ is today. And they ended up before the first gate that opened from hell, they fell. Let's go back to Egypt. Amen. So that's why Jesus Christ, at the beginning of every single age, his greetings, every message to the ages, Ephesus, Smyrna, Thyatira, everything, he starts by revealing to them who he is. Amen. Amen. If you read the Revelation, chapter 2 and chapter 3, the messages to the seven churches, every single message starts by revealing who he is. Because every age which is not built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ, that church is doomed. That church is destined to hell. And hell will prevail above them. Amen. So let's read the greetings to the churches. Do I have it? Revelation 1. Sorry, I don't have the chapter. I think it must be Revelation 2, verse 1. I just copied, pasted, but I didn't write the references. 2:1, yeah, thank you, Brother Max. Revelation 2:1, he says, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he that hold the seven stars in his hand, in his right hand, who walk in the midst of the seven golden candlestick." Amen. Then the message come. Verse 8. I said with in French. Sorry, because I think in French. Amen. So sometimes instead of going through the transformator, it just comes straight away and it's in French. Amen. Verse 8. "And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive." Amen. Then he goes on with the message. Verse 18, he says, "And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and what." But before anything, before he starts even praising, commending, or rebuking, he goes down first to the revelation. A new church age has started. A new church has begun. Before I start even commending you or telling, giving you instructions, let's go to the basic first. Do you know who I am? Upon what foundation are you built? Amen. Because if you are not built upon the foundation of who I am, nothing, I can't do anything with you. In Smyrna, this is what, "Unto the angel Smyrna, this thing says the first and the last." He reveals himself. Pergamos, "This thing says which has the sharp sword with two edges." "Unto the church of Sardis," right? "This thing says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars." "Philadelphia, this thing says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the keys of David, he that opened and no man shut, and shuts and no man open." "To the angel of Laodicea, this thing says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Amen. He reveals an aspect of who he is. And notice, there's something very specific we need to understand there. It's the same Jesus Christ, but he's bringing a different revelation in every day. Amen. He's bringing a different aspect of who he is in every age. Amen. So it means you need to know Jesus Christ how he is revealed in your day. Amen. Amen. He doesn't come to Ephesus and into Smyrna with the same aspect of who he is. In Ephesus, he comes himself the same yesterday, today, and forever, but in a different aspect. Smyrna, he comes the same Jesus Christ, but revealed in a different aspect. In Egypt, when it was time to move out of Egypt, it came the same Jesus Christ, but revealed in a different aspect. Amen. Amen. He came into the burning bush to reveal himself into through a prophet and with a message of Exodus. Amen. Amen. That was the revelation of Jesus Christ for that day. Amen. Amen. In the time of Joshua, in the time of the prophet Isaiah, or whoever, in the time of Abraham, he came and revealed himself as the same Jesus Christ, but this time with a different message. Abraham, you have to leave your father, leave your homeland, and go to the land that I will show you. The same Jesus Christ, but revealed in a different manner. So in your day, you must be built upon how Jesus Christ is revealed in your day. Amen. You can't just come and say, I believe Jesus Christ. Which Jesus Christ do you believe? Amen. We believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In his nature, amen. But in his aspect, amen. But in his message, he may differ. He will come and today he'll tell Noah, build me an ark. It was the same Jesus Christ, but revealed this time through an ark, through a prophet called Noah. Amen. And the church on that day was built upon that revelation of build me an ark and let every kind of animals and being, whatever, enter the ark. That was Jesus Christ revealed in that day. Jesus Christ, in the age of Paul, Paul says, we are building, we are laying the foundation. It was the age of the foundation. Amen. Amen. They were laying the foundation upon which the remainder of the church will be built. Amen. Amen. Today we are living in the age of the headstone. Amen. Amen. Jesus is not revealed today as the cornerstone anymore. Amen. Today Jesus is revealed as the headstone. And in the time of the headstone, you have to understand what it is required for you. Because the builders of the cornerstones have different skill sets than the builders of the headstone. Amen. You need a different kind of tools. You need a different kind of skills. You need a different kind of attitude when it comes to laying the cornerstone and when it comes to laying the headstone. Amen. So that's why you need that revelation. Because you may be building, we are believing in Jesus Christ. I go to church, but it's not the time of the foundation anymore. It's the time of bringing the building to its achievement. And when it's the time of finishing the work, even you will see even the attitude of the taskmasters change. Because before you needed shovels, you needed, I don't know, to do irrigation because there was a lot of water and everything. You needed that kind of skills, that kind of tools. But when it comes to the headstone, you will need now cranes. Amen? Amen. It's different. It's completely different. You'll need different things and this and that because the dispensation has moved. You need to know the revelation of Jesus Christ in your age. Amen. The message were different from age to age. Smyrna, see in Laodicea, he comes as the Amen. Amen. He didn't say to Ephesus, I am the Amen. No. Because it was the time of the laying of the foundation. No. Laodicea, he comes as the Amen. The first and the last. I was the same in the foundation. I am the same at the headstone, but you need now to be equipped to build, to take what it takes to build in your age upon that foundation. Amen. So that was very important that we lay this foundation. You have to understand that the church is built upon what the revelation of Jesus Christ is, and that revelation varies from age to age. He comes and reveals himself in a different way from age to age. And we will see in our age, we have just laid the foundation, in our days, what really Jesus Christ is. How is it really revealed? Where does he reside? We'll go and find that place. And you need to base your experience on what the revelation of Jesus Christ is in your day. You need to understand the promises of God in this day, what God is doing to the message of this day. And you have not started your building until you have made that personal experience with what the revelation of Jesus Christ is in this day. And then you'll be a member of the church. And then we'll see what it takes now outwardly to express your belonging to the church. But before that outward expression, it's something within you. It's an inside experience, the revelation of Jesus Christ. You build on that, you get the revelation, and then you'll see now what next step it requires. It needs you to take to be, we will call you member of the church, but we may be wrong. We may just be seeing the outward appearance without something inside has been taking place. So you make that experience first, meet Jesus Christ, get to know who he is, get to know what the revelation of his person is in your day, and then we'll start building. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we praise you. We thank you for this wonderful topic of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Thank you for teaching us, O Lord, because we need to know this revelation. If we want to be overcomers, the only way is by being built upon this rock, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Bless your children. We may have not spoken properly, O Lord, but the Holy Spirit in us and in them can communicate into the spiritual language, O Lord, and feed them accordingly to their needs, O Lord. We bless you. Bless us now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.